Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you just look at the team that we have and the guys that we have and the talent that we have, both offense and defensively, I mean, we have a very good squad. So, yeah, I think we should have that mindset that we should be able to put it all together now. The front office and the GMs do with the draft and the free agency. And so you trust them to do their job and you trust them to give us the pieces that we need and the things that we need to improve. And then they trust us to go out there and do it on the field.
It's J.J. Watt talking about his trust in Brian Gain. Three shows and 2 days away from the NFL draft. Who's it going to be at 23? We're going to have John McClain make his official prediction in about 40 minutes. We'll have him do it in 40 minutes. We're going to put John McClain on the clock. He's going to make that selection. You just heard J.J. Watt talking about trust with the front office, John McClain. And I got to ask you this. Tell Texans fans why they should trust Brian Gain to make the right decisions on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Well, we don't know for sure because he's only been in charge of one draft, but he didn't have picks in the first and second round. They went into that draft. Offensive tackle was their biggest need, and then there in the third round, Justin Reed was, and he took him, and Reed played like a first rounder. Kiki QT in the fourth round. Kiki, when he played, he was really good. He'd never been hurt at Tech, and then he had hamstring injuries that bothered him all year, but he was a really good pick. And you can't judge a draft after 1 year, but they like the two tight ends, Jordan Akins and Jordan Thomas. They like Duke Ejiofor. And as I said earlier, I believe that Martinez Rankin will move inside. You know, he had to have foot surgery last year at the start of camp, and that slowed down his progress, his development. But I think he'll be the starting left guard over Senio Calmette. And so based on what they did last year, bodes very well for having a 1 and 2 twos this year.
What's your batting average with Texans picks? Because we're going to put you on the hot seat in about 37 minutes. How you been lately?
Well, I got Jadeveon Clowney.
And?
And I got Hopkins.
Oh, good.
I had them taking Hopkins.
Now, position-wise, you're pretty good, right?
No, I'm not talking about position. I'm talking about you got to get a player in the right spot.
He's 2-0 with dreads.
And I got 2-0 with dreads. Hopkins because I knew Kubiak and Rex Smith loved him, and nobody had him going high because he wasn't fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to keep in mind when we see wide receivers and corners who run 4.6s, and we think, well, they're not going to be good. So much more goes into it besides speed, of course, and they just loved Hopkins. They didn't have any idea if he'd be there at 27, but picking 27, 26 with Merciless, 26 with Dwayne Brown, that's three picks they had after 23. They mm-hmm. hit home runs with, and they never have had the 23rd pick. But, you know, to have a good shot at getting it right, they got to pick high. Like, I have no idea who they're going to take because I don't know at 23.
But you've been pretty good on position that they're going to get.
I'm pretty sure they're going to take a tackle or they're going to take a corner. I've seen tight ends taken in their mock draft. I saw wide receiver in one. But I'm pretty sure they're taking a tackle or a corner unless – or trading down.
Mm-hmm.
Make a good chance of that. I don't think they're going to trade up. Unless some player they had rated really high fell into their lap.
Like a Justin Reed.
Then it would be like Justin Reed. Then maybe Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien would throw us a big old curveball.
Mm-hmm. General John McClain in the building, in the loop, Sports Radio 610, 2 days away from the NFL draft. You've been in this city for a long time watching draft reaction, and part of the enjoyment for me, just because I like basking in other people's misery, specifically fans, is just some of the reactions that come when a player is selected. In your experience in H-Town, what's the most pissed off you've seen a fan base initially when someone was selected?
Also, I forgot I got Andre Johnson right, which was easy because he was the third overall pick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got some
and,
good ones.
I got David Carr right. So,
yeah, well,
I've got their two first overall picks right. Well, but forever, I was in New York, so I didn't get to see the reaction. I heard about it, like when Watt was drafted, and I'm not on the level where the fans are. We can't hear what goes on, but JJ got booed, and this will be the first time in NFL history if an offensive tackle is drafted the first round that people will cheer. Usually you draft an offensive lineman, and people are like, ugh. Remember when the Cowboys took Travis Frederick and everybody's
they traded
like,
back for that.
Oh, my God. They trade back to get a center, and he hadn't been too shabby. And Watt, you know, I thought that they were going to draft Aldon Smith, the great pass rusher from Missouri. Mm-hmm. I knew Wade Phillips really liked him. And the 49ers traded up to go to 7 to get him. They turned out to be a humongous
head case
because of off-the-field issues, not because on the field he's really good. And then they took J.J., and it's what's funny is, like, Jacksonville traded up to get Blaine Gabbert ahead of Watt. And of course, there's a lot of head-scratchers. I saw a story last week about teams that had taken bust and who they could have taken. One year there were, like, 5 Hall of Famers a team could have taken besides a bust. And that's one of the things that makes it so interesting. But Philadelphia, when they drafted Donovan McNabb, I would say because the fans make so much noise there.
They wanted Ricky.
They just went ballistic. They wanted Ricky Williams. It seemed like the cacophony of cat calls went on for days.
And Mario Williams.
Mario, but they agreed with him. We all knew it was coming because they agreed with him in New York the night before. And I remember I was doing the show on KTRH with Rich Lord, and I had been saying it's going to be Reggie Bush. And then we're on the air, and Cashley sends me a text that says we've agreed with Mario Williams. We come back from commercial, and I said, you know, guys, the more I think about this, they really need a pass rusher. So I think I'm going to go with Mario Williams. And Rich goes, wow, well, there you hear it. John McClain's predicting Mario Williams. And then about 10 minutes later, they announced they'd agreed to terms.
Did you ever tell Rich? Did you ever come clean with him?
Just did.
No, I told Rich the truth. I got credit for like 2 minutes. I just was so sure that Mario Williams was
They had a press conference with Reggie Bush here. That was like all the media was there. They brought in Reggie Bush. They had a press conference as agent talking about living here and everything else. And then all of a sudden, it's Mario Williams.
I found later, Bob McNair showed me a thing that casually on a notepad, yellow notepad, of things that Charlie had found out doing research about Bush, and most of it came true.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up having to give back his Heisman. They had to give up. And just was a long list of things that you would worry about if you drafted him.
Yeah.
And Mario had nothing, which is one reason they switched from Bush to Mario
Williams. I remember having lunch with Charlie Casserly across from then Reliant Park at some little sandwich shop. I was trying to pick his brain.
Did you go with turkey or bologna?
I probably went with a Reuben. When I go to a good deli, I always get a Reuben. But I remember walking out of there, even though he didn't just flat out tell me, I remember walking out of there thinking, there's no way in hell they're drafting Vince Young. No way.
Well, I knew they weren't drafting Vince. That was never an issue because they told me. They brought in Kubiak because they thought he could make Carr into the quarterback that the previous regime could not do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they hired Gary. Of course, David didn't want to be a top quarterback bad enough to put in the time and the work that went into that.
Does Charlie Casserly smack his food? He seems like a guy that would smack.
I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't remember? He doesn't talk with his mouth open and stuff?
See, I'll have a turkey and rye. See now.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, NFL Hall of Famer John McClain. We're going to get some McClain leg hiking going in about 6 minutes. So 713-572-4610, if you want to get in on that, you can do so via call or text. But before we do that, Jacksonville's been in the news a lot lately because Tom Coughlin called out Jalen Ramsey at the State of the Franchise pep rally, press conference, whatever you want to call it last week. It led to Ramsey's agent responding, and Doug Marrone finally got a hold of Ramsey, but he had the wrong phone number, John McClain. Has anyone ever given you the wrong phone number?
I've had people give me the wrong number on purpose, but not a team. Teams never give me any phone numbers. He's from Nashville. His dad has a facility, works out at his dad's facility. Did it last year coming off the championship game, and they didn't complain about it. But right now, the fact that he's not there and they're trying to bounce back from a terrible season, they'd like to have everybody there. When Coughlin said that, it angered Eric Winston, the president of the union. He put out a statement making sure Tom knew what the meaning of voluntary mean mm-hmm. is. And another one, Le'Veon Bell's not with the Jets. Now, you'd think a guy that's missed as much time as he has would be there the first day doing everything you could possibly do. Now, maybe he took a day off.
Right.
I just read this online. You'd think that Le'Veon Bell would be there every single day setting an example that I'm going to lead the Jets to the resurrection of the franchise.
Yeah, you would think, especially just to make a statement about
absolutely
it.
Crazy. You know? That's weird to me. Landry Locker, John Lopez, John McClain, not going to happen. The dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's time for some McClain leg hiking next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.